Hi, this is Rebecca Morta, founder and CEO of Loan Design Club, and welcome to our podcast, LDC Designer Stories, where we take you behind the scenes and into the world of our under-the-radar, cutting-edge, and conscious independent brands. We bring the designers to you, their stories, their processes, and inspirations. Get to know the real people behind these emerging next-generation brands. In this week's episode, I am joined by longtime LDC brand Gano Dominic, luxury-made Italian footwear. If you're familiar with our brands, you'll recognize this one by the signature faces that run throughout their collections. Today, I will be speaking with co-founder Anna. Anna will be taking us on her journey, sharing her story, values, and what it means to her to be an independent brand. Anna, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, Rebecca. Thanks for having me.
I'm super excited to have you here today. Everyone always knows you as the brand with the incredible faces, which I love. I think it's fantastic. Like every time I meet people out or in the store, they're like, oh, what's the brand with the faces? I love them. And I think that's so great. It's such a great signature. So let's start there. Tell me a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and tell us how the faces came to be.
Yes, of course. I come from an art background. So I've always been very passionate about art, and I did art foundation back in college. For three subjects that I chose, one of them was fashion, one was fine art, and the third one, I think it was photography, but I don't remember now. But the most I enjoyed the most was the fine art. Thanks to our incredible teacher who actually opened up the whole world of art to us. Because for me, before, I thought fine art was more about painting or sculpture, but actually art can be absolutely anything. It can be even one of the projects I did, I was writing on myself. So I was kind of the art installation myself. Wow. And one of the projects I was writing on the windows. And he just opened our eyes just opened our mind. And I thought that actually art is what I'm passionate about. But at the same time, I couldn't really figure out how I can make career in art. So I thought probably I need to combine it somehow with commercial product. And I thought that shoes could be actually a good way to go, because in shoes I can implement my sculptural ideas and actually use sculptures as part of the product, because it's a 3D object, whereas on the clothes it's more of a 2D. It's not as sculptural as shoes. So I thought, okay, shoes, shoes it is.
Yeah.
And also, ironically, I had some shoe designs in my portfolio, and when I was having my interview with the University of the Arts London, I was actually applying for clothes design, because I thought, okay, maybe that's the way to go. But they looked at my portfolio and they said, but you're so good at shoes, why don't you do shoes? And I thought, okay, maybe it's a sign. So I dived into the shoe world, which was very, very exciting. And back in the uni, we had the focus on actually making the shoes. So I really enjoyed making shoes by hand. So if you give me a piece of leather, I might be able to create <Yeah. them. laughs> So I really enjoyed that process. And then at the final year of university, me and my sister, we decided that we want to have our own brand.
Amazing.
There's a journey of myself from art to shoes. And then you asked about the faces. So for the final project at the university, my main project was on ancient Greek sculpture.
And right.
Also, I have my grandmother, she was from Greece, and I was always very passionate about Greek art, and I really loved the mythology behind the characters. And I thought that I will have it as my main project at the university. And I tried using different body parts on the shoes. So I had some shoes with torso, and with feet, with hands, with noses, with everything pretty much. And then the face seemed to be quite unexpected element on the shoe, because obviously you don't expect the face on the feet. And got quite a strong reaction from the teachers and from everyone who saw this shoe. So I thought, okay, maybe we can have our signature detail as the face. And then I thought, when developing the brand, I thought that the faces will be kind of our eye-catching pieces, but then the rest will have just more commercial styles. But then with time, we realized that customers actually want something different, and they actually come to our brand to find something unique and to have the face on the shoe.
Yeah. Whose face is it? Is it someone's face? Did someone's face inspire you? Or how did you create the face?
Yes, sure. So the face is Apollo, the Greek god of music, sunlight, poetry, and all things positive. And I was reading Greek mythology, and I thought that Apollo, being the god of beauty and sunlight and all the positive things, it's good to have him as the face of the brand. So he represents all the positive energies, and we decided to use his face. And I bought the real sculpture of Apollo back in the uni, and I 3D scanned it, and then with a 3D software I projected under the heel. So Apollo, the heels with the face under the sole. It was the first ever design with the face.
Yeah.
And then we decided to also do a mold for leather embossing to have it on different styles as well.
Amazing. And tell me about, so when you left university and you and your sister set up the brand, had you had any experience, or what was your training like? I know you've worked with some pretty amazing footwear names.
Well, I had just a 1 year internship. It was a placement year. I worked 1 week with one of the high-end designers, but then the work was pretty much the same every day. So then I left, and I spent the rest of the year with a high street supplier. But it was an amazing experience. Even though it was high street, it wasn't exactly the route I wanted to follow. I wanted to do something more fashionable, something more high-end, but it actually gave me such an incredible experience of how the business works, and also how the shoes are manufactured. It was incredible year for me, but it was the only experience, to be honest. And my sister, she comes from completely different background. She did economics degree.
Wow.
Basically, we had to study everything ourselves, how to set up the brand. And looking back, obviously, I think it would be quite useful to have some more experience at that point. But we just dived into it, and we had to study everything ourselves, make million mistakes, and figure everything out. But I read, actually, there was one book that really helped me. It's called How to Set Up and Run a Fashion Label. It's quite easy to read, but it just gives all the points that you need to consider. So that was quite useful. And then the rest, it was just making our own mistakes and fixing them on the way.
But also lots of successes. I love your shoes. And to me, like you said, they are so statement. And I think that's what people really connect with. You know, you're buying one or, you know, a few very beautiful, incredibly well-crafted, very statement and very different pieces of art. Then, you know, it's not just buying shoes. I think, you know, for me, I think that's really, that was, you know, I have a pair, very excited. And that for me was what it was really about. Tell us a little bit about manufacturing, because I know you do a lot of it in Italy.
Yes, all of our production is actually in Italy. So when we were starting, it wasn't a question really, because our quantities were really tiny, and we wanted it to be a handmade, and Italy was the place to go. Also, we considered Portugal or Spain, but to be honest, we just stuck with Italy because there are all the components and all the leathers, they come from Italy. So, and obviously the decades of experience, craftsmanship, obviously it's the best place to go still for shoe production. So yes, we do everything in Italy.
Amazing. And do you visit the factories often?
I used to visit the factories every maybe 3-4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
In the first 2 years, we had a technician who was helping us out, but he didn't speak a word of English. And in that region where we produce in Marche, which is famous for its shoe production especially, nobody speaks English. So I had to quickly learn all the shoe words in order to communicate with the technician and the factory. And obviously, when you're just starting, you need to be on top of every single aspect of production, because the factories, they have their own vision. And if you don't communicate your design properly, then you can end up with a completely different product from what you've expected. So yeah, it's very important to visit the factory as often as possible. But then a couple of years ago, I think 2 or maybe 2.5 years ago, we accidentally met an incredible guy who lives in Italy, and he also speaks Russian, and he actually comes from the same city as me in Ukraine. And it's a very funny story. Like, to be honest, we had most of our people came to our company by accident, and this is quite a funny story, because my sister, she has 2 children, and she went to a recruiting agency in Ukraine to find a nanny. And then she was just talking to the owner of the agency and telling her that we have a shoe brand and we produce in Italy. And the owner of the agency was like, oh, I have a perfect employee for you. He comes from Ukraine. He lives in Italy and he manages shoe production.
Amazing.
Can you imagine? So she didn't find the nanny at the end at that agency. Our production manager.
That's fantastic. Oh, I love stories like that. They seem so serendipitous. That's incredible. Amazing.
So yeah, now I don't have to go to Italy as often, to be honest. So he lives there and he helps us out a lot. So the last time I was at the factory was maybe last year, because of obviously the whole COVID situation. Yeah. So yeah, I think last year, September, I was at the factory.
Amazing. And I feel like this is a really good segue into COVID. Tell us a little bit about, you know, obviously this has been a really challenging time for everybody. It's been completely unexpected and unprecedented. How has it been for you?
Well, for us, it was life-changing, to be honest. Yeah. But I had, especially the first lockdown, when nobody was sure what's going on, and I'm sure everybody had their dark moments of thinking, oh my God, what am I doing in my life? And obviously I had the same. And well, for me, it was a turning point in the way that I found our fresh direction. Not fresh, it was there, but it helped me to actually discover it, because for me, our brand, it was based on beautiful design, and it was always inspired by art. But then I was kind of trying to find a purpose of why I'm doing it. Obviously, I'm doing it because I'm making our customers a bit more happier when they when they buy the shoes. But also, I was trying to find kind of a mission of our brand. And then during the first lockdown, I was a little bit upset, and I was thinking, oh, the sales are down and everything is down. And then just to cheer myself up, I was reading all the comments of our clients. So our clients are actually very grateful, and they sometimes write us big messages of how they enjoy the shoes and how comfortable they are and what kind of wonderful stories happen to them when they wear the shoes. And this really lifts my spirit. Like, whenever I feel bad, I reread all these comments, and I noticed that in a lot of comments and messages from the clients, we had the word unique, and everybody was saying so unique. And this word unique, it just I saw it almost in every single message, and I thought, okay, we need to do something with this word unique. And then I realized, I was just thinking all over about this Greek mythology and the faces, and just rethinking the whole brand. And I thought that actually every face is unique. If you think about it, every personality is unique, and we're all like, there is no same person, there is no same face in the world. And also all of us, we have our unique superpowers. And every Greek Greek god and Greek hero, they had their own superpowers as well. So I read a little bit of Greek mythology again, just to remind myself about it. And I thought that, okay, probably the mission of our brand is to remind our wearers how unique they are and what their superpowers are. So this is our new direction of the brand. So choose to be not only the fashion objects, but we wanted to be a memorable mascot, which will remind the owner about their own uniqueness and about their own superpower.
I love that. And what's your superpower?
My superpower is actually, it sounds quite funny. I can be in someone else's shoes. I feel that I can see situations from different points of view, and I might not agree with the person, but I will always kind of understand their point of view. So I'd say this is my superpower.
I love that. I think if I could have a superpower, not one that exists, or maybe for some people, but not for me, I would love to be able to stop time. I always need more time. I would freeze time, and I would just do more. I would love that.
Then.
Yeah, wishful thinking. Amazing. So let's move on and talk a little bit about sustainability, because I know that, you know, I think you guys have a really interesting approach for this. Obviously, I think it's very clear on the Italian made, the ethics, and the manufacture process. But talk to me a little bit about your personal values on sustainability and what it means to you.
Yes, sure. To be honest, I'll be very honest with you. I didn't care about sustainability up until maybe this year. For me, it was I saw it as a kind of a new trend that everybody follows, and especially I went to this exhibition in Italy where they produce the materials, and I went every single stand and asked about sustainability, and every stand they had this sustainability big sign that we're very eco-friendly, etc. But then when you start talking to people, they have no idea what they're selling, and they didn't really get into the whole sustainability idea, and they were just trying to sell it. Even when I go to Pret a Manger, I try to take one napkin instead of like 10 napkins as before. Like all these little steps, they count for me. So I see sustainability actually by the little steps that you do every day, and just try to be more considerable with what you use and what you buy. So for me, sustainability is this. And then when I was thinking, how can we be more sustainable as a brand? Because if you think about it, it's high-end product. We can't really use, like leather is the material to use for high-end shoes. So we can't really say no to leather. But at the same time, we wanted to be a bit more considerable as well as a brand, and I realized that we have quite a lot of leftovers from the shoe production, because the shoes can be made only from the middle of the leather, and then the sides of the leather are not very suitable for shoes because they're not as good quality as the middle part. So we decided to actually utilize these little bits and pieces of leather and make accessories from that. And also, when I say the little steps, I also started to drink water from the filter and try not to buy as much plastic bottles myself. So I thought that we can actually make the bottle holder from this leather leftovers. And this was our first step towards sustainability. It's a little one. I know it's not a big change, but still we try to think about it. And
yeah, I think that's great. And it's, you know, and like I said, one of the things, the reason that we love you guys is you're very good on the ethics, your manufacturing and production, you know, the people side of this, you guys are so great on. And it's so difficult. And one of the things I tell everyone is it's so hard to do everything. You know, we think of sustainability and we think of being able to, you know, have a completely, you know, zero impact on the planet, on people, on everything. But it's impossible in this day and age. We're just not there. But, you know, what you guys are doing is great. You have your ethics really down pat, which is fantastic. And the fact that you're really working on the sustainability side, you know, working towards being zero waste, you know, making as many small changes as you can, I think that's really commendable. And it's really great that you're putting so much focus on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to. So we're now thinking to develop this line of little accessories from the leather leftovers. So stay tuned. We'll have some more.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's look. We're kind of 20-ish minutes in now. Let's move on to my final question. And probably my favorite question. I think this is a great way always to kind of wrap up. So tell us. What does the future hold for Gan or Dominic? What is the overall mission and vision that you're working towards now?
Yes, sure. Well, we don't know what the future holds, but hopefully we can follow the plan. And the plan is actually to develop this superpower idea and to communicate it to our customers properly, because now it just started. We just started to communicate it, but we want to develop it. And also we're starting one more project, which we hope to launch quite soon in the beginning of 2021, but we're now working on it. It's called We Collective. The idea is to help young designers to make their creative ideas live, because one of my pain points when I was a student was that I had creative ideas, but I had no idea how I can use them in real life, and I had no idea how I can manufacture and how the sales part works, how's the marketing working. And what we offer to creative students now is to be part of our creative process. So we kind of give a brief, they design a product, and then when we launch it, we also credit those students, because I know that a lot of students, they do their internships and they design lots of product, but then their name is not credited at all on the design and just sold under the brand name. But with We Collective, we want to actually credit the student as well, because I know how important it is when you're so young and you created something to see it on the website, to see your name. And I think this will really help the students to embrace their own superpowers in a way.
That's fantastic. That's such a great initiative. When are you hoping to launch this, or for this to start?
So now we have our first student working on the first product. So we're now in the final design development stage. So we've started to work with her around 2 months ago. So she was doing research and initial design development. So now we're just finalizing designs, and hopefully
amazing.
We'll have the samples by maybe February time, and then we'll do like a little launch in March, April, something like that.
Great.
And we already have a second student who will start in January.
How exciting. Well, we'll definitely have to keep an eye on that. I'm gonna ask one more question. What advice would you give to somebody that is looking to start their own brand?
Well, to be, I was hoping you will not ask this question. Because my answer is always don't do it.
It's so funny. That's what everyone says. Everybody that I've, with so many people that I speak to or I've done the podcast with, I mean, it's, we're at the beginning, but I mean, it's actually hilarious. So many designers have said the same thing, and I say the same thing to people as well.
Yeah, I know, because when you just dream of it, it seems like one thing, but when you start it, in reality, it's just completely different. But if you feel that you're really passionate about it and that this is exactly what you want to do, probably I would advise, first thing is just to go have experience somewhere and try to actually get into all the details of how the small brands work, just so you have a realistic picture of all the operations that you will have to handle. And then also speak to as many designers and as many entrepreneurs as possible to also understand as many details as possible about everyday operations, because we think that, okay, I'm gonna launch the brand, I'm gonna be designing every day, but to be honest, design takes maybe like 3% of my time, and then the rest 97 is just juggling hundreds of questions. Yeah, so yeah. I'd say do your research properly so you have a clear picture of what is waiting for you.
Amazing.
But it's very rewarding, especially when you have good comments from the clients. That's what keeps us going.
Exactly. And what just out of interest, what is your, because, you know, you, and I know you love, you know, you're saying that the clients, you know, feedback really keeps you going. That's amazing. But you guys have had so much incredible press. You know, you've been worn by some of the world's biggest celebrities and people. Who or what has been your favorite situation or favorite, I don't know, favorite person to wear again, or Dominic, or just favorite memory of where you really thought, oh my God, this is amazing. This is why I'm here.
Well, I'd say probably it was the very first big appearance of Ganor Dominique, which was Lady Gaga, because that was the most unexpected one, because we didn't plan, we didn't approach the stylist. It was just a random email which came to our inbox requesting samples for the photo shoot, which the email wasn't even from the official stylist website. It was a very random email. We thought it was a scam at the beginning, but then it actually appeared to be a real thing, and we sent the samples. They used it for the photo shoot, but it was under the trousers, so you couldn't see any shoes whatsoever. Oh. Which is a big issue with when you're designing shoes. But Lady Gaga, she really liked our Apollo pumps, and she decided to wear them the next day to the award ceremony. So that was a turning point for us, and we were just starting, so it actually gave us such a big boost of motivation. Yeah. And inspiration. I'd say that was the highlight.
That is amazing. She's such a great advocate for small new talent, which I think is one of, you know, she's one of the celebrities that's really great at supporting young brands. That's amazing. That is really cool. And I think that is a really great way to wrap up. Anna, thank you so much for being my, being on this week, being my guest. It's been absolutely amazing to speak to you. I've had a wonderful time, and I'm sure everyone listening will feel very inspired and empowered.
Yes, thank you so much, Rebecca. It was really nice to remember all the old stories as well.
I love getting those old stories out, because those are the things that we all really, you know, we really kind of relate to. But it's been amazing hearing your story. And for those of you listening, Ganor Dominic is available over on our website, loandesignclub.com/collections/GanorDominic. Do check out the brand. It is absolutely amazing. Give them a follow on Instagram. Anna's stories are fantastic. I always watch them, and I love the inspiration, especially the art inspiration, which makes sense now because of your art background. But do check them out. Do give them a follow. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you, Anna, for joining me.
Thank you.